What book of the Bible have we been studying in? I understand if you're here first time, second time, third time, you may not know. What book of the Bible have we been studying in, Roman?
Proverbs.
Excellent. Proverbs. All right. And there's a song we haven't sang in a few weeks. There's a song that helps us remember what Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7 is. We haven't sung it in a few weeks. But what does Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7 say? It's a song we sing. It's a real catchy song. We even have some clapping in the middle. Andrew? Excellent. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. That's a good way to sum up Proverbs, and what we're trying to learn is wisdom. Okay, we're trying to learn wisdom, and we're definitely wanting to fear the Lord. Okay, so that's the righteous way to go, but the fools despise wisdom and instruction. They don't like it when somebody's trying to teach them something. They reject that, or they say, I'm not going to listen to you. I'm smarter than you. I don't need to hear you. Okay? But that's not the attitude we should have if we're trying to pursue wisdom. Okay? Then we talked about the fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord is not necessarily like being afraid of the Lord, like he's going to harm me or hurt me, because the Lord loves you. God loves you. But the fear of the Lord has to do with reverence or respect. Okay? And submitting to God's authority and having humility and not being so proud. Not boasting about yourself or bragging about yourself, but being humble and having humility. Okay, those are the aspects that have to do with fearing the Lord. Okay? Now, we talked about wisdom. That's what we're trying to gain through these exercises, through these lessons. Wisdom is what we want to gain. We can ask God for it. When we have our daily prayer time, and we should all have daily prayer time, you can ask God to bless you with wisdom. Ask God to give you wisdom, and he will. And I know you guys are young, and you're growing up, and you're maturing, but if you pursue wisdom, God will bless you, okay? All right, and we talked about how there are some things to avoid, the foolish path, the folly, the foolish things that we shouldn't do, things like laziness, okay? That good old word that keeps coming up in all our lessons, the sluggard. The sluggard's the guy who's lazy. He doesn't want to do the job. He doesn't want to get off his couch. He doesn't want to go to work. Okay? Don't want to be like the sluggard. We don't want to be lazy. We talked about gossiping. That's another foolish thing to pursue. You don't want to be gossiping. Talking about people, saying mean words that might hurt people's feelings. Okay? Saying things that aren't even true, things that aren't necessarily need to be said in the first place. Okay? Don't want to be gossiping. All right? Then we talked about on the righteous side, following God's side, you keep your promises, okay? You be faithful to your commitments. If you say you're going to do something, follow through and do it, okay? Don't go back on your promises. Don't go back on your commitments, okay? And I always talk about how foolish actions have consequences. Excellent, consequences, okay? There's going to be some trouble coming your way if you keep taking the foolish path. If you keep rejecting God's will, God's way, God's word, there's going to be consequences, okay? Consequences short-term, consequences even long-term. Things you didn't even think would go wrong will go wrong if you continue to follow the foolish path. All right, so that's a quick little review. And now we're going to dive into Proverbs chapter 23. We're in Proverbs chapter 23 if you happen to have your Bible. If you don't, that's fine. I'll be loud enough for all of us. All right, and I kind of struggled, honestly, with Proverbs 23, because there's a lot of material in Proverbs 23 that probably isn't for the ABC Kids crowd. It's a little bit on the mature end, so I've kind of pulled back some of that. So I'm only going to go over basically 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, about 11 verses in Proverbs 23. A lot of Proverbs 23, I asked God to help me with this. I don't think those are suitcases you guys are ready to carry yet, okay? So some of Proverbs 23 we're going to leave for another time as you grow up and mature, okay? But let's look at what the Bible says in Proverbs 23, and I'll look with these glasses so I can see it. Verse 12, apply your heart to instruction and your ear to words of knowledge, okay? What does that mean? To apply your heart to instruction and apply your ear to the words of knowledge. Yes. Yes, excellent. Be ready, willing to listen. Ready, willing to learn. Okay? Be ready to listen and learn. Okay? Your Sunday school teacher loves you. Your pastor loves you. Okay? They want to teach you from God's word. So be ready and willing to put your ears on and listen and learn. Okay? And also, that takes some little effort on your part. Be determined to pursue wisdom. Okay? Don't just sit there and say, oh, I know everything, Mr. Greg. I don't need to hear your lessons. I don't need to hear anybody's lessons. I know everything. No, that's not the case. Okay? You need to be determined and pursue wisdom. Like it's something, a prize trophy. Okay? Now, verse 13 and 14 kind of go together. It says, now this is kind of aimed at me. You know, this is kind of aimed at adults, but it applies to you. Listen to this, verse 13 and 14. Do not withhold discipline from a child. If you strike them with a rod, he will not die. If you strike him with the rod, you will save his soul from Sheol. Okay, what that means is, it's a parent's job to lovingly discipline their kids. Okay? All right? It's a parent's job to lovingly discipline their kids. And verse 15 and 16 builds on it. Let me read that. My son or daughter, if your heart is wise, my heart will too be glad. My innermost being will exult when your lips speak what is right. That has to do with parents being proud of their kids, okay? Okay? A loving parent who loves you, they will discipline you. If you mouth off or you misbehave willingly and shake your little fist at them like you're in control, a loving parent's going to say, you ain't in control. There may be some grounding. There may be some whoopings, okay? There may be some punishment. Now, a parent, if they're doing it right, they don't vent on you and just, you know, hurt you physically. That would be terrible of a parent to do. But a parent who's motivated by love wants to teach you and correct you and get you off that bad path and set you on that good path, okay? So that's a parent's job, and that's your job to listen, okay? So parents that are motivated by love, they will teach their child. They won't vent on them and just go crazy and start beating the tar out of them, because that would be obviously terribly abusive and horrible, all right? But if a parent loves you, they're disciplining you, okay? And you can be willing to accept that discipline. Say, yep, Dad, I messed up. That was wrong. I shouldn't have did that. Thank you for telling me, okay? All right, here's another couple that go together. Verse 17 and 18. The Bible says, let not your heart envy sinners, but continue in the fear of the Lord all day. Surely there is a future, and your hope will not be cut off. This means, don't follow the crowd that's doing the wrong thing just because you want to fit in. Don't say, oh man, look at them. They're over there throwing rocks at the school. I want to go over there and hang out with them and be cool and throw rocks at the school. Is it smart to throw rocks at the school?
No.
No. Okay? Is it smart to throw snowballs at cars?
No.
No.
I can release that car,
but not snowballs. Don't throw snowballs at cars. Okay? Basically, the Bible's saying here, don't follow the crowd, okay? There are future rewards and current rewards and benefits to serving God. Don't say, oh, look at those bad guys over there doing that. That looks like fun. I want to join in and be with them. No. No. It's going to lead to consequences. It's going to lead to trouble. It's going to lead to destruction. Okay? So don't let your heart envy sinners, but continue in the fear of the Lord all day. Surely there is a future, and your hope will not be cut off. Okay? If you're a Christian, you should be wanting to follow God's will, follow God's word, and obey. And I understand it's hard. I'm a 51-year-old guy. It's hard for me. Okay? It's hard. Every day, I say, is this what I'm supposed to be doing? Is this what God wants me to do? Is this going to bring glory to God? Okay? And if it's not, get rid of it. Stop doing it. Okay? All right. So that's 17 and 18. We're zooming right through. Now, 22, 3, 4, and 5 kind of go together. I'm going to read those real fast. Listen up. We're heading into the home stretch. I won't keep you here much longer. 22, listen to your father who gave you life, and do not despise your mother when she is old. Buy truth and do not sell it. Buy wisdom and instruction and understanding. The father of righteous will greatly rejoice. He who fathers a son, a wise son or daughter, will be glad in them. Let your father and mother be glad. Let her who bore you rejoice. Okay, this has to do with honoring your parents. Okay? Honoring your parents. That's actually one of the Ten Commandments. Honor thy father and mother. Okay? If they say, hey, go pick up your clothes off the floor, what should you do? Go pick up your clothes off the floor. Pick up your toys, whatever. Okay? Don't shake your fist and go, no, I'm not going to do it. Okay? All right? Honor your parents. Okay? The way you honor your parents is when you pursue, acquire, and demonstrate wisdom. Okay? Show them what you've learned. Okay? They teach you. They guide you. They direct you. They give you instruction. What's the best way to honor them? To show them you love them? Do what they say. Obey. Okay? Demonstrate your wisdom that you've learned. All right. Heading into the home stretch. One more left. Okay. Now, this one's on parents. This one's on me. The Bible says, verse 26, my son or my daughter, give me your heart and let your eyes observe my ways. Observe my ways. What does this have to do with? If a parent says, watch me, what should you do? Watch them and learn from them. And if the parent's getting it right, okay, and that's on the parent, then you can learn how to behave in certain situations, okay? Do adults get up in church on Sunday morning and start doing jumping jacks in the middle of Pastor Pittman's lessons? No, that's not how you behave in church, okay? So watch your parents. Watch what they do in church. If they're sitting quietly and listening and trying to learn, maybe you should do that too, okay? That's on the parents, though. They must have conduct. They must conduct themselves in a way that's worth following, okay? If your parents start doing jumping jacks in the middle of a sermon on Sunday morning, don't be like them. Don't do what they do, okay? But I'm guessing they probably won't do that, all right? So, be willing to listen, okay? And expect discipline from your parents. If your parents love you, they're going to try to teach you and correct you, and it may involve a spanking once in a while, okay? Don't envy the sinners. Don't say, oh, I want to be like that crowd. They look like they're having fun over there. No, don't be like them. If they're not doing what God wants you to do, if they're not bringing glory to God, don't follow them. Okay? Honor your parents. Demonstrate that you've learned wisdom from them by obeying them and doing what they ask you to do. And then lastly, watch your parents. Okay? They're going to set a good example for you. If they're godly parents, if they're Christian parents, they're going to set a good example for you. And that's something to watch. All right? All right. Lastly, we love you here. Thank you for coming to church. Thank you. Please keep coming. Please keep inviting your friends, okay? I would love to see a full Sunday school room on Sunday morning or a full ABC Kids room next week on Wednesday, okay? Because you're going to hear truth from the Bible here, okay? And you're going to hear that Jesus died on the cross and paid for your sins here. And he was buried, but he rose again. And if you'll put your faith and trust in him, trust that Jesus died on the cross to pay for your sins, you can go to heaven. You'll be saved. And then you spend the rest of your life trying to serve Jesus, okay? Trying to serve God, okay? Thank you for your time and attention. We'll wrap it up now, and we'll have a quick word of prayer. Then we'll head upstairs to do Bible verses, okay? Let's have a quick word of prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this time we can get together and study your word. Thank you for the lessons we can learn in Proverbs chapter 23. Lord, please bless each of these boys and girls and their families. Lord, please save souls if it would be your will. Please forgive us of our sins, and we ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.